I cried out, heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath. And will it let me say, let me say, hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm so far down.
The WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Jack, I saw, Ike, I know you don't know this band, I saw Mountain Joy covered.
Oh, yeah.
Creed's One too. Last Breath. Yeah. Mountain Joy, Philly's Own.
See, that's got to be from this show.
What? So
definitely, we brought it.
They are a friend of the Ricky. So I will
ask. As many people are.
Yeah, I will ask Matt. They've blown up.
They're huge.
They're enormous. Yeah. It's a good cover, too. I thought it was a good cover. So
now he's got to come on and sing 5:30. Come on.
He would. Yeah. You kidding me? You want him to sing it? He'll come on and sing it. He's got a voice. Tommy Down the Shore, we should get to sing it, too.
Dude, Tommy Down the Shore in that accent.
Oh, Tommy's back.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I can't wait to get
We're
Tommy back,
man. We're getting the whole band back together. Band.
Football time.
Oh, hey.
The Twitter quest is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers for a one-of-a-kind experience that makes diamond buying less stressful. Visit the home team at Mark's Jewelers. Online at marks-jewelers.com. Did Bryce Harper wearing Mets colors last night bother you? 56.7% say yes. Before we get to High Hopes Jockey Baseball Report, it's like, it's funny that the colors thing is very intertwined with the play. Like, they're not separate from each other. Of course. Like, it is just shoes. It's just, you know, gloves. But It is.
Well, it's the idea that he's focused on that.
On that.
Yeah.
In this series.
Yes.
And he didn't play well.
Yes.
And he's the leader. And, like, I'm trying to, because when you just see it in print, mad about the color, that like him wearing clothes, it sounds stupid, but I don't think it's stupid. I personally don't think it's stupid. So, just,
it's 100% annoying.
Yes,
it felt annoying. It felt wrong for the moment.
Bad timing.
It felt like bad timing.
Horrible timing.
Yeah.
And
but had he gone 2-for-4 last night and they won, it doesn't mean it would have been cool. Don't
right,
get me wrong.
Right.
I just think we would have paid less attention
to it. Yeah, but I do think it could have been, had he gone off and they won, like, let's say Rollins does team to beat, and then he goes out, doesn't make the All-Star game, doesn't win MVP.
Oh, yeah.
And they lose the division.
Yeah.
You know, and it looks ridiculous.
Yeah.
They hadn't made the playoffs since 1993. But he went out, won MVP.
Yes.
Went up there, you know, start going off against the Mets, and backed it up.
And by the way,
why he's on the Mount Rushmore.
For some people.
And by the way, the strikeout to
fifth
me.
Fifth most important. I'm just kidding.
That's why the strikeout to me, and I think you mentioned this too, the rundown was those things can't happen right now.
Of course.
Like that is a brain dead moment.
But they all add up to the frustration.
Yes.
God, it was a 95 mile an hour Sanga pitch that I thought he was going to demolish.
Dude, he swung right through it.
I know.
He missed it.
I know.
He must have been, was he looking for the fork ball? Was it 1-2 at that point?
If you listen to Kevin Stocker, you got to spit on the fork ball.
Oh, yeah.
And get to the fastball.
Spit on it. Let's get to the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report.
It's time for the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report. Kev Jackie Baseball.
So, in speaking about Bryce Harper and the rivalry pack, Spike, I thought you would be curious to hear him talk about it before the season with Scott Lauber.
Oh, dude.
Dude, hold on. You gonna go get your rivalry back?
Well, dude, maybe he's got a good reason.
Here's Bryce talking about with Scott Lauber.
My favorite cleats that I'm gonna wear are later this year. It's actually the rivalry pack, and so with certain teams, I'm gonna wear their colors against them.
Oh,
yeah. So like when we go into a certain stadium, I'll have their team's color.
Oh, what a cool idea!
Cleats and my batting gloves. So it'll be, like I said, like a rivalry pack. I thought that was like just a cool thing that I could do. And so that'll be some of my favorite for this year.
Can I just say, at the very least, his idea of what is cool is
Yeah, it was, yeah.
There's nothing cool about it.
Big old swing and a miss.
Yeah.
Big old swing
yeah.
and a miss.
And he usually doesn't, but yeah.
I know.
Yeah. How do we miss this early in the year?
Wow, I didn't think he's going to pull it out in August in a Mets series where you're up 7 games in the series. This is the problem with having too many kids, man. You start losing track of what's cool or not.
Do you think that's the issue?
I'm currently going through it.
Yeah. You know? Well, you've never been super cool guy anyway.
You just got a new wedding suit. I'm surprised you didn't bring that up.
Oh, I did forget to bring that up.
Yeah. We also didn't see a photo of it.
I know. I'll have to show you.
Yeah. Now,
a little sunny where the photo that was taken of Jill and I.
Now, you mentioned you didn't get it tailored at all. So are the sleeves coming down the middle of your hand or something?
So I put it on. Yeah. And this could have been a miss by me. And I said, this looks good.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's fine.
All right. It was fine.
But
okay.
Yeah, got a new wedding suit. Wedding
Not a suit.
Attire.
Okay.
Yeah. Because I walked into the place I went to and I said, I have a wedding this afternoon.
Yeah.
And they were like, well, that's a problem, you know. But we got it.
Can I ask what kind of, are they like normal khaki pants that you got?
Well, a little slim fit.
Okay. Oh, really?
Yeah.
But my question is, do you look like Adam Aaron walking around? Like you worked at Radio Shack?
A little tighter.
Okay.
It was good. I'll show you the photo.
Okay.
Real quick before you get into that.
And Elliot said I looked good, which is a big one.
Oh, okay.
According to OG Jason, I was not where you were this weekend.
You were not in Red Bank.
No, I was at Red Bank Battlefield.
Oh, that's a different place.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Yep.
See, he said river, which I was thinking Delaware River, and he said boats.
Oh, right.
That's where we were.
No, yeah. Red Bank is closer to New York. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
North Jersey.
That direction. Yeah.
You could have easily just said that,
yes.
Man. You could have said, well, what were you doing in North Jersey?
I don't know. I didn't know there's multiple Red Banks. I thought there's one Red Bank, and yes, we're on a river, and I thought, there's Ike. Christ.
All right. Wow.
All right. Go ahead.
All right.
Throw a Christ in there.
Yeah, you don't need to do that.
No, we didn't even bring the J-Man into this. That's on me.
Yeah.
That's on me. Yeah. All right. So whenever Philly pitches bad, you always got to wonder if there's tipping involved.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
And last night, old Brycey talking.
Rivalry tipping.
Yeah.
Carly Sanchez's worst outing of the year. What's your confidence in his ability to bounce back from it?
Yeah, he's great. I mean, that's going to happen. Obviously, they put some good swings on him tonight, and, might have been tipping a little bit. We'll see.
What makes you think that?
I mean, the Mets are so good at it. I think they're one of the best teams in the game, really getting guys and getting tips. So just try to see what we can do with him.
And Spike, why are they so good at it?
Well, because Jeff Albert is their director of hitting, and Jeff Albert worked for the Houston Astros from 2013 to 2018. And you may ask yourself, when did the Astros get caught for cheating? Well, I have an answer for you. That was 2017. So all I'm saying is that this guy is apparently, now, by the way, this is not against, finding that a pitcher is tipping is not against the rules.
Not at all.
Now, getting how they were getting that information to the players is cheating. Now, somebody mentioned to me that if you watch one of Lindor's at-bats, he is clearly looking off somewhere, like before each or during each pitch or something.
Well, that didn't help him when he's getting K'd up by Joe Ross and Jordan Romano.
No, it did not help. But I don't know. But yes.
You're just asking questions.
I'm just asking questions. And the Bohm thing, like, everybody's saying that microphone in center field has been there for years, not in the same place.
And there was a glare.
There was a glare.
Yeah, there was 100% a glare.
Yeah.
Now, anti-Bohm is that the Mets were facing a lefty the entire night.
Yes.
Then they didn't complain about it
once. Not one
the
time.
The second a lefty comes in.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, so baseball has done a lot of things well recently. They've had an uptick and, the rule changes have worked. Mm-hmm. One of the things they can't get right for some reason is the schedule release. So out of nowhere, they just dropped the 2026 schedule today.
Oh, everybody's excited about that.
Yeah. You guys get your win-loss predictions in yet for the 2026 Phils?
That's tomorrow's show. I hope Radiothon people are ready.
Yeah. So only two notable things real quick. They open against the Rangers here, which they opened against the Rangers in 2023 and the opening against the Rangers in 2014. I don't know why.
Dude, we need the realignment thing to happen. Why are we opening against the Texas Rangers?
I have no
Who
idea.
Who cares?
It's dumb.
Okay.
And then there's 2 weeks in the middle of the season where they don't have a home game because of the World Cup and then the All-Star game.
Yeah. And we're Field of Dreams game next year.
I know.
I saw that.
I want to try to go to that.
Yeah.
We didn't talk to Lakin.
Yeah, we should get sent as a show.
Yeah,
Field of Dreams.
We don't get sent anywhere.
We certainly don't, we won't be at training camp getting interviews.
Exactly,
so we,
right.
We may as well go to the Field of Dreams.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Yeah, might as well go to Field of Dreams game.
The bros will be in the cornfield for all we know. Just eating corn and yelling about J-Lo.
Yeah, we'll find out the day before Broads goes. He'll tell us we can't go. Yeah, we're sending Broads.
Yep. You know, yeah, exactly. So in case anyone missed it, Jordan Romano on the IL with middle finger inflammation.
Wow, which also not going to pitch.
Which also every Philadelphian had.
Hey-o.
While watching him pitch.
Hey-o.
Nailed it.
Yep.
Nailed it. Joe Ross cut. And Lou Trevino, local kid.
Yeah.
Is it related to Lee?
No, it's different
spellings.
Spelling, I believe.
Yes, different spelling.
You don't even know who Lee Trevino is.
He's a golfer.
Oh,
never a doubt.
He roasted you.
Never, not even close. Not even close. And for those keeping track at home, yes, Lou Trevino did throw a no-hitter against the 2013 Bloomsburg Huskies. I kept the book for
wow.
it. While Lou Trevino was dominating.
Oh, really? Were you doing play-by-play in the dugout?
No, the fake play-by-play / color commentary came the next year, Spike.
Okay.
If you remember the Jack timeline.
Oh.
Thank you.
All right. Okay. Sorry.
We don't.
All right. Last thing.
Oh.
Does the Wheeler injury change your Ranger plans for this offseason?
Ooh.
Depends on the money.
Well, here's the thing. He's not going to take a one-year deal.
No. It's like three... I don't know. It's funny. He was pitching at a $100+ million level, and then he had a real big step back to about a $50 million level, and maybe ends up right where the Taiwan deal was.
I would not commit significant years to Ranger Suarez.
But what about if Wheeler? Like, does the Wheeler thing change the dynamic of that at all?
No. Go find a different pitcher.
Mm.
Yeah.
Gonna kick him out the door, huh?
No. Whether he's being good or not, you look at. This velocity thing has been going on for 3 years.
Yeah.
But the velocity is back up.
Slow. No, it was
not
back
enough.
Up in the first inning.
Ish.
Yeah. Nah.
I do like the idea of Ranger being like, Wheeler's out. I'll just decide to be good now.
Yeah, yes.
It's actually about as Ranger as it gets.
Well, he is, as much as I wouldn't want to give him significant years, if there is a guy on the staff that I would trust currently in the playoffs, it's Ranger.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Is he your game two starter?
I would.
Hmm.
Well.
No.
And on the road, I would certainly trust Ranger.
Knowles is the game two starter.
Oh,
get the heck out of here, you crazy guy.
Well, you gotta go left, right, left, right.
No,
you don't.
You wanna go three lefties?
Maybe he gets game three. He put Lizardo game four.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're getting Knowles in there, buddy. Don't you worry.
He'll pitch. Don't worry.
I think he's gonna be pitching probably, could be the best of any of these guys. He's fresher.
Oh.
Right? He's had time off. I'm serious.
Okay.
You know, these guys haven't. Which of these guys have pitched well late into the season and were they looking dominant? I don't know.
Well, I mean, Sanchez.
Ranger wears down. Lizardo certainly wears down.
Yeah. Sanchez was good at the end of the year last
year.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, I hear you.
Well, Sanchez is, he's in a different category.
Different category.
Yeah.
215-592-9494.
I can't wait for the Knowles game.
Oh, man. The Knowles are surging. He looked good on Saturday. Fastball's getting
94,
through the zone.
94, 95.
Well, that's why I had to stream it. I had people texting me saying, Knowles is at 94. I said, hold on, Tucker. Pause the ceremony. And Seltzer said it best. It's what Tucker would have wanted me to do. So that's...
Yeah, I think Tucker would have been disappointed had you not done
it. Yeah, and he's coming over. He's asking for a score update. They said Duran's kind of getting hit around a little bit.
Huh?
When did he get to the part where his shirt comes off?
That was at about 9:30. So when I left, because we left and drove straight to the beach, he had three buttons down, looking like Casty. And then sources said later in the night, whole shirt was off. And Spike, you'll love this. They ordered about, I think, a grand worth of McDonald's. Oh. That was the...
$1,000 worth of McDonald's?
Holy cow.
I mean, they said there was an abundance of McDonald's at the end of the wedding.
Wow. Well, good for them. They had a good tent.
And he guessed.
Maybe like 250.
That's a good size.
Yeah. It's a pretty
250,
big wedding.
250 is a good size.
Yeah.
I only had 125 in my wedding.
Yeah, I think ours was right around the same thing. My wedding was around the same thing. All right. Jack, do you want to talk about something? No, we're not happy about the Phils. Talk about something that'll make everybody happy.
Yeah, so you know, Spike, when we talk about National Appliance Warehouse,
mm-hmm.
there's a couple things that we say always separates them from everyone else.
They're the best looking.
That's what we bring to the National Appliance.
Oh,
yeah,
right.
Know us.
Well,
they
do get you the best price. I mean, Price Assured gives you that. They update the prices in the store to make sure that you're getting the best price. Only National Appliance Warehouse has it.
Yeah. Well, and then also in tax-free Delaware.
Yep.
So that helps. Wilmington and Middletown.
Yeah.
And, you know, we've said they always have great savings events going on at National Appliance Warehouse. Well, right now, the Labor Day mega sale's already underway. So, you get the savings a little bit early. So, Price Assure, great savings event, tax-free Delaware.
Yep.
One reason why National Appliance Warehouse is different.
Installation, delivery.
Whole lot more.
Yes.
That's part of the experience at National Appliance Warehouse.
Yep.
You walk in there, you feel like you're part of their family.
Mm-hmm.
They're there to take care of you, treat you like family, the good part of the family, and also installation, delivery, and a whole lot more. Plus, you're going to get the right appliance. Over 100 brands from Sub-Zero to Budget, 15,000 square foot showroom. Whatever you need appliance-wise, National Appliance Warehouse has you covered. So go to nationalappliancewarehouse.com or visit their showroom in tax-free Wilmington or Middletown, Delaware today. And as always, tell them Fritz sent you.
Fritz, the guy who won the race today, sent you.
Never a doubt.
Herb in the Northeast, you're on WIP. Hello, Herb.
Finally. Okay.
Jeez.
I got a few things I want to talk about. Pretty smart. Yeah, you did a good job with Chuck from Mount Airy, you know? You ain't afraid.
Oh, that's right. You guys don't like each other, right?
No, I like Chuck.
Okay.
Chuck, I gotta understand that it is what it is, man. You know,
yep.
Like he thinks because Harper heard him on the radio, and
mm-hmm.
now he's like, he's got this big ego about it.
Yeah, you don't like when callers get a big ego. Like OG Wade, you have a trouble with.
Mm-hmm.
Chuck, you have trouble with.
OG Wade, the thing I didn't like about OG Wade was the way he talked about Jalen Hurts from the time Jalen Hurts got here, okay? We straightened that out. I've talked to him.
Before, thank God.
So, you know, this Field of Dreams, you know, they built a brand new stadium there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why they're having this Field of Dreams, because they didn't have it this year. And I think last year, I don't know if they had it last year, but I heard that they were building a regular stadium. And I guess they're going to have some minor league team come in there and play or something.
Wow, that's a great update. Thank you for the inside info.
I agree. Let me ask you, okay?
Yes.
That guy Green, they went and traded with Houston for that guy Green
mm-hmm.
to play as either starter or
Kenyon Green you're talking about.
Kenyon Green.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Now they cut him, okay? Mm. And C.J. Gardner, we could be using him at his position. They didn't want to pay him the money. That's what it came down to, so they flip-flopped. They flipped a fifth-round pick and a sixth-round pick.
There you go.
You know what I mean? And now he's out on the street. So they have somebody, I'm sure they have two or three guys that are going to play guard to fill in until...
I think
Tyler Steen's going to be the starting right guard.
Wasn't Kenyon Green a tackle?
Steen, I know that. I know, but I'm sure they have
think he was a guard.
He was a guard.
Is he a tackle or a guard?
He was a guard. Yeah. He was a guard. You're right.
He's a guard.
All right.
Yeah, come on.
Relax.
Come on. Spike's
take it down a notch.
Spike's an idiot.
Yeah.
But the issue as far as I don't care what color you wear. Okay?
Oh, man.
There we go.
Ike Reese knows what I'm talking about.
If you're wearing purple and black spikes at first base or any position, I don't care I don't care if Bermuto has his old Marlins, turquoise and whatever, and white or something, or orange or whatever. I don't care about that. What I care about is, okay, that rundown that hurt the team, that rundown. He's got it. As soon as he gets the ball, you take one or two steps towards second, run him down, and then boom. As soon as you see him getting, before he gets close to the base, you throw the ball. The second baseman, as soon as he got the ball, boom. You run up to the guy and tag him, and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
He waited too long. If you look at the play, because I watched most of that part of that game, and as soon as I saw him running him down, I thought, well, he's going to be safe before he even dropped the ball.
Right.
Okay. So because I got my eyes on the first baseman and the runner.
Well, because you're a real baseball guy.
Showing on TV, I knew right away he was going to beat it. So he's got it. That's the one thing he's got to work on.
Okay.
He's been good all year, and now last night they messed up.
They did.
The light thing in center, the light thing with Boehm, all they got to do is notify, okay, we want those lights taken down by the next inning and keep playing. They took a long delay out there, and I think that screwed up not just, the pitcher.
I just want to say real quick, Herb does make a good point. They should have just done it in between innings instead of stopping the game.
Right. And
that's on the operations staff.
Game or protest. He could put the Popper can go to the home plate umpire, the crew chief, and say the game is under protest.
Yep, that's
and the umpire has a phone behind his back. He calls upstairs and tells them we need those two lights removed on ASAP.
Hey Herb, how's your tummy been?
What's
since
that?
Your tummy since the food poisoning.
Yeah, I'm pretty good now.
I took a needle in the ass.
Past 6 days, I'm okay now.
All right,
bro.
Okay. I was just making sure. We hadn't heard.
They have me right now. They stopped me on. I was taking metformin, 160 milligrams twice a day.
Okay, good.
They had me stop that. So
all right.
We'll see what happens.
Okay.
It looks pretty good, though. It looks pretty good.
All right. Okay. All right. Just making sure. Whoa.
Keep up the good work, Spike.
All right, Herb.
Jack Fritz.
Whoa.
Go, Fritzy. Get that, Joe.
Yeah.
Get that week in basketball. Knock them down.
The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
You know what? I really love my job. Spike yesterday when there was no text line.
Well, it didn't come after me yesterday.
That's right.
It was a big win. Oh, we didn't get battle on the air.
All right.
Tomorrow. What's next?
This is my rivalry pack. Jolly wearing tiny shorts.
I don't get it.
Could you imagine, by the way? Because you and him have a rivalry.
Okay.
So he's going to show up wearing tiny shorts to his next show.
Oh, because I wear tiny shorts. Oh, God.
There we go.
I don't wear tiny shorts, though.
I know you're fasting. I know it's 5:53.
Yeah. Dude, I did an extra half hour yesterday, too. I don't know if you heard. Everybody's talking
Iron
about
Man.
It. Yeah,
wow.
Yeah. What's next?
To camera after about 5 seconds of the race today.
Yeah. He called it quits. He gave up.
Oh, yeah, he did. Then he made sure he didn't hurt himself.
Yep. Real pathetic showing from him.
It was.
Make it all about him afterwards, grabbing the microphone, like he's Rocky at the end of Rocky IV. He's like, if I can change, if you can change, we all can change. It's like, dude, you lost. Put the microphone down.
Oh, man.
All right, what's next?
Are you Spike Eskin? Hey, I love the show. Oh, and don't spend it all in one place. A cop responding to Spike robbing a bank.
I get away with anything in Harrison Township now. What's next?
I would just like to holler at my young blood Rios in northern Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. He is my dog for sure. Let's go win this, John.
Bryce on IG, pandering to Rios.
Rios saying, why haven't you been to North Philly?
Yeah. Man, that was tough.
It was awesome. Yeah. What's next?
Yeah, boy. All the ladies know me in those areas Rios was talking about. Herb in the Northeast.
Yeah, that's true. I know him out there. Spends good money out there.
He does. What's next?
Oh, but when you wore Knicks stuff, it was all good? Bryce at City Field.
I wasn't playing the Knicks, Bryce. I'm glad that you're listening, though, Bryce. Jack, you have extended leading off?
Yeah.
True coming warrior, up next? Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And final out.
You're a hard worker.
Thanks.
You got to go back down to the shore?
Nah.
Are they coming home tonight?
I think they're coming home tomorrow.
Right. I don't mean to get all in your business.
You got a house to yourself tonight?
Dude. Okay, go home, just put the fills on.
There you go.
The lightens on.
He's kidding me.
Yeah.
He's kidding me.
Maybe a little beer? A little beer tonight? Celebrate the win?
Come on.
DoorDash?
No. I think my dad actually made me dinner.
All right, of course.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Well, he made extra food.
All right.
I was like,
dad made me dinner. Yeah,
I would have done it myself. I would not.
Tomorrow, Eagles Radiothon, so we should have a couple of great guests. Also, Larry Anderson joins us as well. Talk about the Phils. And thank you so much for listening. Remember, deodorant is the thief of joy.